There are so many amazing free plugins available for download right now to help you with your production and mixing. Go to mixingmusicpodcast.com/plugins to download and get access to a bunch of free and premium plugins on Plugin Boutique. Happy mixing, my friends, and enjoy the show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hello and welcome back to the Mixing Music Podcast. I'm your host DK, and with me today, as always, is Lou, the Vice Grip Champion.
I don't know about that, but I have been told I have a good grip on handshakes, so maybe I should take up some vice gripping contests that exists. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if that exists. I mean, if food eating is a contest, vice gripping might be a thing.
I mean, just like strong handshakes.
It probably happens in Vice City.
Yeah, I literally just made that up on the spot, as it is every single episode. I should take some time to think about these names before. And
I don't know why, but Longinus was on my mind. I don't know what that is. I'm going to be honest, everybody. If that's a bad thing, I'm sorry. If that's a good thing, then I'll take credit, but I don't know what that means. But Longinus Lou, maybe? I don't know. That could be terrible.
I have no idea what that is. All right, we're going to move on. Today's episode is a pretty informational one. Talking about loudness and Spotify specifically, but we'll bleed into other platforms. Yes, we're going to talk a lot about how to get your tracks louder in Spotify. And they just updated some of their normalization limiter transcoding when you upload music to Spotify. So we're going to kind of read through their updates and talk about what that means. So first off, there's this website. You could just Google search loudness penalty. Loudnesspenalty.com is a really dope website. You can upload tracks to kind of see how much it's going to penalize you or penalize you, whatever you want to say. Penalize you for having loud masters versus soft masters. Versus soft masters. And yeah, it's a really good website. They also do like a plugin for $50, so you don't have to like bounce it and upload it into the website. I don't know if it's perfectly up to date with the brand new standards, especially since Spotify just updated theirs. But I thought it was a good time. We got a DM on Instagram, and we thought it was a good time to kind of talk about this as well. Lou and I are not... There's a difference between mastering engineer, mastering, and being a transcoding aficionado. You know, like, we're not programmers, and we don't know how everything gets transcoded, but we do know about loudness and how to make things feel loud, sound loud. So, and we do know what these terms mean that they're talking about. So, basically, the big thing with Spotify is that they took off at the normal... So, if you're a Spotify premium user, you have loud, quiet, and normal audio normalization. So this is a setting. The default is set to normal. So most people are listening to normal. There used to be a limiter. So if you put it on normal and it was louder or quieter, there was a little bit of a limiter. If it was louder, there's a limiter going on, and the limiter doesn't sound very good. So they took that off completely. So now it's mostly just positive gain and negative gain. So they're looking for minus 14 LUFS with minus 1 dBs of true peak. If you don't know what true peak means, it's not your ceiling of the limiter unless it's a true peak limiter. For example, on our sponsor Isotope,
yep.
Ozone 9, Ozone, any of the Ozone maximizers, there's an option at the top of the limiter that says true peak. And what that does is it actually cuts off and limits to negative 1 dBs or negative whatever you set the ceiling to. So if with samples, how it goes, I forgot what it's called, like inter sample distortion or something like that, where even if you cut it off, there's like a little bit that goes above the ceiling if that's not turned on. That's like post limiter, just because of how sampling works. If you're interested in learning more about how that works, you can listen to the Mastering Show with Brian Shepherd. He talks a little about that in the first 10 episodes. Really good podcast. I would say now they're not doing a limiter. And so if you have a minus 20 dB LUFS and with minus 2 dBs of what was the example that they gave?
Oh, the example is that
minus
if
dB,
your track
minus 20
is
minus 5. That's what
No. Well, yes.
So minus 20 LUFS.
And minus 5 dBFS.
Or minus 5 true peak.
True peak, yeah.
Then they're only going to take it up to minus 16. So there's no limiting. So it'll take it up minus 16 LUFS with a minus 1 true peak.
Yeah.
So it's better to master minus 14 or louder.
Yeah.
And if it's louder now, instead of limiting on normal mode, which is most people, they're not limiting it. They're just turning it down, which is actually going to be good as well.
Yep.
I've had a lot of issues with Spotify, and I don't know why. I've done a lot of experimentations. I still can't figure it out. I need to look at the data. But I've uploaded a lot of masters in various different LUFS. And on my DK Mixes Spotify portfolio, my playlist, which you can find via links.dkmixes.com, each song still sounds louder or quieter. I don't know why. I think it's truly just the dynamics. My guess is that just the dynamics of the song, something that's super duper heavy with lots of stuff going on versus pretty simple tracks.
With lots of bass.
Yeah. Lots of bass will kill the dynamics of a song.
It'll make your track quieter. You get loud bass, but it'll make your track quieter.
It'll make it way quieter. We're still trying to figure it out. What's kind of your experiences with uploading tracks? Have you done much uploading to Spotify? I know that's usually an artist thing.
Well, I don't do the direct uploading myself, but I think I know what you're talking about when I'm guessing that you've actually taken the normalization mode off of your Spotify, which is a good thing to
take off. I leave
it
on, actually.
You leave it on, and
I leave
you still
it on
have
too.
That issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, so once again, when you think about how the algorithm works, whether it's with the old limiting or with the new just negative and positive gain, you got to look at it as overall dynamics of a song. Because I have clients who, you know, all the track is just bass and vocal. It'll never be as loud as a Chris Brown record because there's so much going on. And even then, listen to Chris Brown records. Some of them are being mastered to like minus 6, minus 5. And the reality is he doesn't have a lot of bass in it. It's almost all mid-range presence and top-end presence, which require a lot more energy to be more audible. So, of course, you're going to be able to push that record a lot harder. And when listening to it side-by-side another record, even if there was a limiter applied, it'd still sound louder than any track with a lot of bass. So I think that may be one factor on your playlist. Now, with that said, in my experience when it comes to mastering, because, you know, that's a big bread-and-butter part of my income, mastering, but basically anytime I do any kind of outputs for mastering, I give people three options. I do mastered for iTunes, mastered for Spotify, and I do a loud master. Reason being is this: if you're working with a label, you actually have the ability to upload to independent services so that you can get the best end result for each one. Or if you're like most indie artists, you go through CD Baby, Discord. Actually, you use Discord a lot. Not Discord. Sorry, DistroKid, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. DistroKid, CD Baby, and I think United Masters has one. But the overall consensus on all these things is you only get one file
to
upload.
By the way, go to mixingmusicpodcast.com/links. Check out our sponsors. You can get a little discount to DistroKid.
There you go.
For their yearly membership. It's really great uploading service.
Nice. Well, with that said, you know, if you do use that service, you only get one option to upload. The downside on that is that you have people like Spotify, iTunes, you got Tidal, Deezer, YouTube,
I think they're
SoundCloud.
Officially doing the masters. I need to look it up, but I think they're doing like master quality, the 2448. Yeah, 2448 masters.
I believe they are now, yeah. I know a few other services that are doing that. I think there's one that's trying to come out. Like they're like a mom and pop shop operation right now, but that's trying to do like 96, which is kind of needless, but you know how it goes. Everybody always wants more. But for instance, if I were to master for iTunes, Apple Music has a normalization of minus 16. If I'm doing it for YouTube, it's between minus 13 and minus 15. Same thing as Spotify. But if you go to Amazon Music, it's actually minus 9. Go to Tidal, it's actually minus 18. Go to Pandora, it's minus 13.5. Everybody has a different level. So I usually do iTunes and Spotify, the two top platforms for streaming. And then I do a Loudmaster in case you want to do some CD pressing, because average CD pressing is between minus 9 and minus 10 loofs.
Yeah.
Like, realistically speaking, if you wanted to play the streaming game full on out, I would just figure out which one you're trying to dominate in. And just shoot for a number that's in between those that'll make both of them happy without having to affect your music too much.
So now it kind of gets into the balance of how much penalization is worth the loudness. So this
sounds
is,
like with Spotify, it may be
yeah,
worth
so
it
like
either
it,
way.
It may, it's like if it's going to go to minus 1 true peak and drop it down to minus 14, is mastering at minus 14 loudness, LUFS, truly the best thing for loudness? So I would say the best thing to do is to go to loudnesspenalty.com, just open a bunch of tabs, and throw in a bunch of different masters, different loudness, and see which one's louder. Because I've definitely, on my portfolio, on my playlist, I've had songs with lots of bass, that sound significantly louder on the normalization settings than some of my other mixes, which may or may not have more bass. And that were just as equally as loud. So I don't quite understand what it is. And I can't figure it out as far as like personally, like why is my portfolio music sounding louder or quieter than others? For example, like Michael Van Wagner's song, Other Side, which is a much more sparse song, but mm-hmm. it's very bright, mm-hmm. Is louder, like really much louder than some of my other songs. So actually, now that I'm thinking out loud and speaking out loud, I would say like what you were talking about with the Chris Brown thing, like that song is particularly bright and more mid-range driven, although bass is definitely there. So I think maybe that definitely has something to do with it. Again, bass takes up a lot more energy. We were talking about that. But here's the thing. I think just because there's different normalizations for every single platform ever, this is going to be a personal preference thing. I still want to give my client only one file. I've had a couple clients that I used to give multiple files to, like this one's for this, this one's for this, and it only made them feel more insecure. Now, that's probably on me and how I delivered it, but nobody really knows about how this is really working, even myself to a certain degree. So I'd rather just give them one file and say, this is the one, it's super, this is great, use that, and then they have confidence in it, unless they specifically request for a master for iTunes thing, which you can download the tools for that. Just Google it. Mastered for iTunes is a pretty, they just got like a couple of tools that you need to do, and it's pretty simple. I would say, is mastering at minus 14 the go-to thing? I don't know yet. I'm not ready to start mastering things as quiet as minus 14. That's pretty quiet. Although I am willing to start mastering with a minus 1 true peak.
Okay. I mean, realistically, to me, it sounds like it doesn't matter either way. I'll be honest, like one of the albums that I love listening to is Keanu LeDay's, the one where it has Forfeit, Chocolate, and a bunch of other records. I really like Forfeit with, I believe that was Lucky Day on the track. But funny enough, I listen to that album, I hear it quiet. It actually plays quieter in Spotify, Tidal, anywhere I play it. Doesn't bother me one bit. In fact, it's actually the least relevant part of my listening. But I will say this. If I turn on the normalization, it sounds just like every other song. So I highly doubt the majority of people on the streaming platforms even care. But now that they really don't care and they're just going to do negative gain and positive gain and not apply a limiter on the normal setting, which, so you guys know, and reminder, on the loud setting, yes, there's still a limiter. They will still put a limiter on it and just set it to minus 11 loops, which is still not minus 9. So if you want to, and it doesn't sound good. So I've been turning in masters at minus 10 for a long time.
I think that's a really good, like,
volume. Yeah, I get to actually keep my dynamics. I get to keep it nice, loud, and punchy. My true peak averages between like minus 1.5 and 1. Maybe I'll start doing 2. Realistically, we're talking about half a decibel. Another thing that I highly doubt the majority of listeners are really going to notice, but as long as my client is happy, I'm happy. That's where I leave mastering at, because we can always master for these hard rules, but if the client doesn't like it at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what my opinion is. It's their opinion that matters. So as far as a specific loudness, I don't know. How do you explain to a client, hey, I know you like it louder, but upload this one?
Yeah.
It's not a conversation you necessarily want to fight somebody on unless you're personally involved in the income of the project. With that said, generally speaking, ask the client, hey, are you okay with me providing you a master of this? I can give you a loud one for personal listening, but I believe this is going to be the best one for uploading.
For CD as well.
Exactly. So I master for minus 10. Anytime I do a master, though, I'd give people 3 options: iTunes, Spotify, and Loud. Reason being is some people that I do know actually have their own personal companies, like what is it called? Man, I'll have to shout them out later. But Hard Drive, that's what it's called. I know Galaxy uses that one. I know Cliff is involved in that. But overall, they have the ability to actually choose where to upload internally. The people, you know, so the cool thing is if they really wanted to, they could upload their own projects per platform. It takes a lot of work, but let's be honest, if you have a client that has the potential of bringing in millions and your platform is based off of providing the best possible end result no matter the platform, wouldn't you just upload each file? You're going to have a team of people whose job that it is anyways. Yeah. It's not like you have to personally do it yourself.
So I would say, like, pragmatically speaking, the first thing that you should do, if you either received a bunch of different files of different loudness or you are trying to create a bunch of different files with different loudness, go to, again, loudnesspenalty.com, do a bunch of tabs, listen to each one, what it sounds like on Spotify on each version of it. I wouldn't be surprised if some of y'all find that the less dynamic, higher loops, even with the penalization, still sounds louder. Mm-hmm. than those without. So, because one of the tracks that I even posted on Instagram that I got, like, the LUFS perfect, there was like minus 0.1 dBs of penalty on Spotify, ended up being one of the most quiet tracks on my Spotify.
Yep.
So, like, just because I hit minus 14, it still sounded significantly quieter than some of my other tracks. So
it's all about perceived loudness, not actual data loudness.
So I would, and LUFS is not the most perfect metering system, but as for loudness, because of the Fletcher-Munsing curves and perceived loudness, which you were talking about there. So I would just go about experimenting and trying a bunch of things. But like you said before, as a listener, as a consumer, I don't care that much. Even between playlists, I notice some tracks are louder than another, but I notice because I'm an engineer. I don't feel like I would notice if I was just a listener.
Did you ever look back as a before and after engineer ears when it comes to consumer listening? I remember listening to bands like Hoobastank and being like, wow, they sound so good. I wish I could sound like them and this and that as a guitarist. And then, you know, 10 years later, I'm like, wow, that album was mixed horribly. Yeah. I would never want to sound like them. And that just further goes to show myself, like, hey, sometimes you're just overthinking it. Like, it's fine. Leave it alone.
There's an old Beyonce record that I hate the mix of. I forgot what it was. But yeah, there's every once in a while that happens where, like, some of my favorite songs that I grew up listening to just, like, absolutely just sound like trash.
But that just further says
Crazy
that,
in Love.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that mix is, like, wildly bad, but, like, relatively speaking, compared to her newer stuff.
And the funny thing, it was a hit record.
It's her number one most played song.
Yeah, and that's that. So just to go back to it, like, at the end of the day, does it really matter if it gets dropped 1 dB? Does it really matter if it gets dropped 2? Honestly, I think we just kind of said it ourselves. When we were consumers, we didn't care.
This is weird where we need to have practical sympathy or practical empathy. And like, we need to create art and music for other people to enjoy. And we need to do justice to our music and our art so other people can enjoy it. But at the same time, I don't think it's absolutely necessary to worry so much about what others are going to think in the creative process. So in my mind, and I'm not speaking for everybody here, but if I were the artist, I would take the track of don't overthink it. Just pick one loudness and run with it. And if it ends up being quieter, if it ends up being louder, no big deal. That's not going to be your last song anyway. You know, you're not a limited bottle of creativity.
Yeah, exactly.
And I would say, like, and when it really matters, you'll be signed and the label will take care of it. And they control the playlist anyway. So that's why nobody's able to get on playlists, because it's like label controlled big time.
Yeah, and even then, they have their own metrics that you have to hit. So even if you had a preferred one or your mastering engineer had a preferred one, they start to hit the metrics in order to get paid.
Yeah. Yeah, so like there's a lot of different things to consider, a lot of interesting things. We're going to have to interview a mastering engineer or something like that specifically that knows the ins and outs of this and has done a lot of experimentation. If you know a lot of people like, if you know someone like that, that might be an extremely qualified person to interview for this. Have them email me at at inthemixstudios.com. Yeah, DEEKEI at inthemixstudios.com. And have them email me about like normalization and how that's working. Someone that's really up to date with the algorithms. Not necessarily mastering, but like the algorithms and normalization and how that works, transcoding and all that. All right, this was a pretty short episode, a pretty simple episode, and I'm not really quite sure what else to talk about this. I hope it was informative to you. If you want to find out more about this and specifics of how Spotify does it or Apple does it, and Spotify's policies just recently changed, so you might want to brush up on that. Artist.spotify.com has an article about it. I'm looking at it right now. artist.spotify.com/help/article/loudness-normalization. Oh, man.
How about we just paste the link in the description?
Yeah, we'll just paste the link in the description of the episode. And yeah, hopefully that helps. Any other thoughts, Lou?
Don't overthink it. Remember, the job of mastering is to give it the final polish and help it bring to radio standards. That doesn't necessarily mean, especially nowadays, one specific volume. So forget about the volume and just focus on the overall sound. Are you happy with the sound? Did the sound match what you were going for? I've heard masters that make a song drop in energy, some that raise in energy. Just focus on the overall sound and the end result you wanted. Don't make it about the volume. That's not the part of mastering that really matters the most.
We'd also like to take this second real quick to thank our sponsor, iZotope. iZotope is doing a new thing. So if you've been listening to the podcast and know about the 10% off, you can go to iZotope.com/MMPodcast. Not only do they have the 10% off coupon for the plugins, but now everyone that goes to iZotope.com/MMPodcast can get a free month of their Music Production Suite Pro. That's a free month of all of their plugins on that monthly subscription thing. Alongside the 10% off coupon. This will be live until December 31st, till the end of the year. So once again, go to iZotope.com/MMPodcast for that free month or 10% off. So on that note, thank you so much for listening. Happy mixing, my friends, and stay saucy.
1, 2, 3.
The Mixing Music Podcast is proud to say that we have a lot of free resources outside of the actual podcast. Visit mixingmusicpodcast.com/links to find access to our free PDFs and free resources.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.